down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now we're still soaking up the energy here on Grafton Street. We're live at Trees, North Grafton Street, Dublin store, and we're talking about the small businesses programme for 2024. We're stone's throw away from the Stephen's Green Centre. Before it was built, the area was home to something magical, the Dandelion Market. It was a home to hippies and punks selling everything youth culture in the 70s, that everything of youth culture that the 70s and 80s actually needed. One man with fond memories of this market is Damien Corliss, and he joins me now. Damien, how are you?
Thanks for having me, Bobby.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you. And again, I think you and I are of a similar vintage.
I'm afraid so.
So we can look back with nostalgia about the Dandelion Market. I think it was in where the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre currently is. It was there for 9 years.
Yeah.
But it had an existence before that.
It was sort of an itinerant market before that for a number of years, and it located here for a year and there for a year. But it found its home there in Stephen's Green, and it was a magical part. It was the social network of its day, especially after 1976. It was also, you've been talking about small businesses on Grafton Street. It was the ultimate place for small businesses because they were all market stalls. But it was also remarkable. If you're looking for a textbook business model, it was brilliant in the way it sort of, it reacted to a radical change in its market. And it adapted, and it didn't just adapt to survive, it adapted and thrived and thrived and went bigger and better. And what happened was, punk happened. And up before that, if you visited in the Christmas of 1976, which I did as a young teenager, and it was bustling, but it was all hippie stuff, hippy-dippy stuff that could have been a car boot sale from the Summer of Love 10 years earlier, you know? And
We're talking flares, platforms, cheesecloth shirts with wings, that kind of stuff.
It was a wonderland. Yeah, it was larva lamps, psychedelic posters, the Grateful Dead, patchouli oil, caftans, second-hand vinyl albums from these West Coast American bands that you'd never heard of, scented candles, tofu burgers, brown rice, and all this vegetarian and vegan stuff way, way generations before it happened. Yeah. And then the whole thing, the whole magical thing was shrouded in this exotic haze smelling of strange Moroccan smoke and, you know, burning incense and beardy hippies that hadn't, washed.
And it was a place that people bought contraceptives. They were down on the down low, but it was a place where people went.
It was a place
to buy condoms, etc.
There were contraceptives and combustibles available under the counter, and so it. You see, there was the weird thing about it for a young teenager was that it was all this Grateful Dead stuff and smelly stuff and healing pyramids and rocks, whatever they were. They were selling at one point in the summer of 75-76. They were selling pet rocks, which was a stupid craze that came and went, but people were actually paying good money for a rock.
A bit like crypto, Damien, a bit like crypto.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
But it was, when you say that about a business model, I know a couple of businesses that came out of the Dandelion Market, so it was their first place to trade. I know a guy used to make jewellery in there, now owns his own jeweler's shop and did very well out of it, but started in there making custom jewellery, understood his customers and took it from there.
Yeah.
So when you say it sowed the seed to many businesses, it certainly did that. The punk craze of, I think it was probably 78, 79.
The transformation, you could see it, as I said, between the Christmas, and it was doing really good business Christmas of 76, but by the summer of 77, when punk really took, there was a complete transformation.
Yeah.
I mean, all the hippy-dippy stuff was still there, but now the posters were no longer of Jim Morrison and Frank Zappa, but they were, I mean, you could still get them, but it was the Stranglers and the Sex Pistols and the Clash. And it was PVC trousers. The flares were gone.
Yeah, but it's interesting when you talk musically, the way U2 managed to fit into that, because they weren't, traditionally, they weren't per se a punk band. But they did find their niche
they were
in the Dandelion Market.
They were born out of punk. There's no doubt about that. They, I mean, without going into too much detail, themselves, they had a collective. And U2 decided to become a pop band, a power pop band. The Virgin Prunes decided to just go weird, basically. But U2, the Dandelion Market was, apart from being the social network for all of Dublin punk, and McDonald's, when it opened on Grafton Street in 1977, that was HQ for young Irish pumps who couldn't get served in the Bailey pub, basically. But 1979 was a crucial year for U2. It was their almost a breakout year. It was the year that they secured their record deal, their first record deal. But they played six what are now legendary shows in the Dandelion Market car park. And it was a kip. It was a car park, you know.
Yeah.
And there were pools of standing water, which you'd really just, you get cholera, basically. But I was there for every one of them. Week one, and there were maybe 60 people there. By the end of it, there were perhaps 600 people there.
So
it just word spread. And by the time the Joshua Tree album came out in 1987, by all accounts, there were 6 million people there every Saturday.
Damon, can I ask you finally then about maybe creating something similar? The Ivy Market has been closed for 27 years. It's a building of heritage. When you think back of the Dandelion Market, could we have another version of maybe of one for 2024, but created in the Ivy Market?
I think it was a certain nexus of time and space and place and happening things. It also, what the Dandelion did for both hippies and punks was it provided stuff you could not get anywhere else in the mainstream. Nowhere else. And I'm not sure if you can provide a market anywhere, no matter what the location, that can do that.
Well, look, thanks for looking back with us with fond memories. Damien is also the author of Tax, Drugs and Rock and Roll, The Years That Went Whoosh. And it's a book that he's out recently, and it's well worth a look, Damien. Oh, as always, great to see you. I haven't seen you in a while, but it's nice to catch up on the backstory of the Dandelion Market.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.